the side of the hog. On the side is the middling and the ham and the shoulder and the ham and the middle. This is the shoulder, and this is the middle and the ham. And that's the ham, the three parts.
And what's the kind that you buy sliced in to eat with that?
Pork chop.
This is something that's it's already sliced thin, you eat it with eggs?
Ham.
Okay. And, let me think. This has some fat, a good bit of fat in it and some lean too. It comes in strips.
There you go.
Okay. And, and what's the edge of the bacon that you have to cut off before you slice it if you don't buy it already sliced? What do you call that?
I don't know. I don't have to cut off the skin. I love the skin.
Now what's the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausages.
Okay. And who sells the meat? What do you call it?
Butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
Sour. Okay. Moldy or sour.
And
somebody come walking in after you doing here.
Still talking about hogs and stuff. After you butcher a hog, what do you make from the meat from its head?
Sausage.
Okay.
Eggs.
How do you make that?
You clean them good and wash them good and put them in a pot and boil them real done. You just pull the bone out of it and then take your hand and mash it up good and then season it.
Does it taste very good?
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
I've never had that.
And you put it in a pan on it, then put your plate over it and put your smoothing on so it can be that one smooth thing that when you eat you have cut on it, you can cut your slice. So. Yeah, that's good. I love sausage.
And what do you call the dish that you make by cooking and grinding up hog liver? What do you call that?
Hash.
And did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, no.
Okay. And, let me see. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or liver sausage or whatever, you know, the souse meat, and stir it up with cornmeal? And maybe
that's just too fat when you boil that stuff.
What's that called, you know?
It's called grease, a lard.
Well, what about if when they cook, have you ever heard anybody putting some in with cornmeal and cooking it? What they call it?
Oh, yes, cracking bread.
Oh, okay.
That's good too.
Yeah, it is. I've had that. And, now suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What'd you call that taste, or how'd you describe it?
That's old butter, yeah.
Uh-huh. How would you describe its taste?
Rank.
Okay. And, now thick sour milk that you keep on hand, you know, that you might not throw out, you might keep it used for cooking or something. It's thick sour milk. What's it called for?
It's called sour milk.
Okay.
Sour butter milk.